This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few. We'll do all that we can to support them.
COVID-19 officially arrived on our shores on Thursday, February the 27th, 2020. As the case count began to rise, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar announced on the 12th of March the beginning of the restrictions in this country. While weeks have passed, we have adapted to a new normality, adhering to strict new guidelines in an effort to suppress the virus. But the effects of these new restrictions have not been the same on everyone. This 10-part series looks at the effect that COVID-19 has had on people with disabilities in our community and on their carers. These are their stories. Vanessa Bradshaw from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland explains her role in the organisation and how COVID-19 has affected their service.
We are dedicated to providing dementia-specific services to people. So we have day centres, we have home care service, carer training. I'm one of eight dementia advisors who we're dotted all over the country, and my geographical area is Cork, North and South Leigh, East Cork, right out to Youghal, West Cork, right down to the Bearer, South Kerry and Dingle. We're not able to do home visits at the moment, but we will try and support people as much as we can over the phone and continue to give information and support and find to help people access services if they are somebody who's living with dementia, somebody who is worried about their memory, or a family carer who's looking after somebody who's living with dementia.
Vanessa describes how COVID-19 has impacted those who suffer from dementia.
Well, I suppose it depends very much where the person is, you know, where they're at in their dementia. So for many people who are living with dementia, certainly in the early stages, you know, there's no reason why they wouldn't have as much understanding as you or I have about the COVID-19 pandemic. I think we're all, you know, as human beings are struggling to get our heads around the situation that we're in at the moment. So I think the things that we feel are exactly the same as a person who's living with dementia may well feel. For people who are perhaps a little bit further on in their illness, it's perhaps more difficult to be able to retain the information that's out there. So this is where it starts to get a little bit more complicated. So if you're not hold on to that information, you know, and understand or you spread of what you're being told, then difficult. So this is difficulties for people, for family carers who are perhaps trying to encourage people to continue to wash their hands. So it's trying to sort of get a balance. And perhaps in the later stages, you know, they may not be aware of what's happening, but they may be picking up that their family members are a bit more stressed, that they may not be able to go to their day centre or club or singing for the brain or activities that they may have enjoyed. So an understanding why these are no longer available can be difficult to try and explain to people.
There has also been a very real impact on the carers of people with dementia.
I've had people who, you know, people I've been working with who were just on the point of, you know, the person that they're caring for was just about to go to daycare. or the day centre, and of course the day centres are closed for now. So you know, there are many reasons why people, you know, the main reason being that people have an activity to do. So going to a day centre can improve somebody's cognition. You know, there's the social aspect of day centres. You know, all the social clubs have stopped. So you know, these are places where people can meet. You know, so people who are living with dementia can meet other people. So these have all stopped. So that has an implication for the carers. So the sort of stress of caring for somebody and needing that little bit of respite just for a few hours, or you know, having that opportunity to meet with others in a similar situation, are things that they can no longer do. So that has an impact on the family carer. Some carers have had services withdrawn. Some carers have decided to not have home help, either through the HSE or private agencies or through our own agency, because of the fear of risk of infection, cross-infection. And I think what we're seeing are people who may have made that decision 6 weeks ago and now beginning to find it very difficult to manage. So we're seeing a lot more sort of calls of family carers asking how services can be reinstated if at all possible. So it's been a huge impact on family carers. It's made life extremely difficult. On the other hand, it's made it a little bit easier, and being sort of in cocooned and, you know, under sort of lockdown, for some people it's given them an opportunity to go at the pace of the person who's living with this. So for some families, they've found that they've you know, there's not that stress of having to get somebody ready to go to the day centre, or you know, going for appointments and things like that, which can sometimes cause a lot of anguish for people who are living with dementia, understanding why they need to get ready and up at a certain time. So it's a mixed bag. But yes, there's a huge increase in social isolation for people.
Services may have had to have been adapted, but they are very much still available, and now more important than ever.
From the Alzheimer's Society, we have our daycare centres are closed temporarily, and as soon as we hear about the restrictions being lifted, we will be looking to open them, but we have no idea of that at the moment. Our home care service is still running. Some of our home care staff have been redeployed to the HSE. New carers, it's difficult about getting assessments because we're not able to go out and assess somebody on, you know, face to face. But our home care is still running. Dementia advisor services are running, and we have our online family carer training course. And we were due to start our face-to-face family carer training towards the end of April, just gone. But unfortunately, that had to be postponed. But people can access family care training online, so through the Alzheimer website. So, you know, we are doing what we can to try and provide services either over the phone or, you know, online video conferencing, and we've updated a number of our information leaflets as well. So, and these can be accessed on the Alzheimer website. So we're trying to sort of, you know, keep very much up to date with changes as they happen. So you know, we've got lots of information about managing somebody who's living with dementia in the context of COVID-19. Lots and lots of information about different activities. And I think that's probably been one of the main things that I've spoken to families about or sent them information about is sort of different activities that you can do with the person who's living with dementia. So we may not have the day centres, but there's lots that you can do online or, you know, watching theatre shows on your computer. And we have paper sort of information sheets about different activities that people can do. Another thing that we've been sending out more recently is a sort of weekly planner, because everybody's routine is up the swanny. So trying to get people back into some sort of routine, so planning things can be really, really helpful to reduce sometimes agitation and, you know, and that sense of boredom that we're all feeling at times. So, you know, we're signposting people to the different helplines that are out there, different mental health supports and a lot of mental health sort of counselling has gone online. So in some ways it might be more accessible for people to reach out and talk about their situation. So it's a sort of a multi-directional approach. You know, we will do whatever we can to talk to people, to look at, you know, where they're at in their mental health, in a sense, you know, and what sort of practical things we can offer in the sort of context of looking after somebody with dementia. But also, you know, if there is a need for more sort of in-depth mental health care, then we will point them in the direction of the mental health services and helplines that are out there.
There is a worry that other medical issues may be ignored by people because of the fear of COVID-19.
One of the big things is to encourage people to still contact their GPs. I think, you know, nationally and lots of other countries have noticed this, that people are not going to see their GP if they discover a lump or a bump or, you know, because they don't want to sort of clog up the system and things like that. But looking after your physical health is really, really important. You know, so it's really important that people still contact GPs, you know, even if it's a telephone consultation, if they're unwell. And certainly for people who are living with dementia, you know, sometimes when you see a sort of a rapid change in behaviour, it may not necessarily be the dementia. It could be that the person has a water infection, a urine infection, or a bit of a chest infection, a bit of a cold. Or they may be constipated, something like that. So, you know, it's important that these things are checked out and, you know, that the families reach out to the GP just to check if that person needs some antibiotics or they need something to help if they've seen sort of rapid changes in physical illness. So I think it's about looking after yourself and not that there is still the HSE GP service out there, and yes, we have to be very careful and not overload it, but we have to look after our own physical health as well. Our helpline is very much up and running, and the ASI helpline number is 1-800-341-341, and that's open Monday to Friday 10 till 5 and Saturday 10 till 4. And we've got live chat online as well via the website. We're very much aware in that, and we really want to sort of reach out to people who are struggling. And sometimes just a phone call, just just to check in with families, see how they're doing, can make a world of difference.
This is a Community Radio YAWL production made with the support of CCAD under Goal 1 of the CCAP 2020 programme.